Today, the newly elected president of Ukraine is visiting Moscow. Viktor Yushchenko is visiting officials of a government that did not favor his election. Russia backed his opponent in a vote that was seen as affecting the friends that Ukraine will choose, Russia or the West. During his swearing-in yesterday, Yushchenko spoke of his interest in joining the European Union. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
It was a stark contrast. In a show of support, Western countries sent top-level emissaries to Viktor Yushchenko's inauguration yesterday. Secretary of State Colin Powell was on hand. So were the presidents of Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, as well as former Czech president and one-time political prisoner Václav Havel. But Russia sent a relatively minor functionary, the Speaker of its upper house of parliament. And although President Yushchenko chose to immediately fly to Russia to emphasize Ukraine's historic ties with its former colonial ruler, some in Moscow are pessimistic.
It will be very difficult for Putin to meet Yushchenko. And I expect that relations will be very cold, very cold.
Nikolai Zlobin is chief editor of the scholarly journal Russia in Global Politics.
Russian leadership is extremely demoralized of what happened in Ukraine, and it could be some kind of continuation in other republics of former Soviet Union.
Zlobin says Ukrainian-style political upheavals in other ex-Soviet republics like Belarus, Armenia, or Kyrgyzstan, for example, could further weaken Moscow's influence. Russia's interest in Ukraine includes a huge amount of trade, as well as a big Russian naval base there on the Black Sea. Sergei Markov, a political analyst with ties to the Kremlin, says Russia is worried Ukraine might eventually join NATO, not just the EU, something that would destroy those links.
If Ukraine joins NATO, this military industrial cooperation will collapse. And of course, it means losing of the billions of dollars.
Kremlin-affiliated observers like Markov also worry about those whom they consider anti-Russian nationalists in President Yushchenko's coalition. But Edward Lozansky, president of the American University in Russia, says Moscow's support of former Prime Minister Yanukovych, even after Ukraine's Supreme Court declared his initial victory to have been rigged, indeed hurt Moscow's as well as Putin's image.
But I think that we have no choice but to recover. And Yushchenko, I think, pretty smart guy. He understands that there's no way Ukraine can get away from Russia. And America, Europe, they can promise a lot, but they will never deliver.
Not only are Russia and Ukraine each other's biggest trading partners, more than a million Ukrainians work in Russia. They send billions of dollars in remittances home each year. But there's no consensus as to how much damage has been done to Russia's ties with Ukraine. Many observers are watching today's meeting between Putin and Yushchenko for hints of what's to come. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.